Welcome to the John Deneau Show. I'm John Deneau, founder and president of John Deneau's Inc. I've spent nearly four decades transforming how people think about money, increasing their financial knowledge, and moving them toward financial freedom. We believe that if you know the rules, you can win the game. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hey, welcome to the John Deneau Show. I'm Jonda, and I'm really excited to be back with another episode today. So if you are returning, thank you. Please make sure that you like this video and share it with anyone you believe can benefit from this information. And if you are new here, welcome. We would love to ask you to do a favor, and that is subscribe to the channel. That will actually help us get this information out to more people just like you. And be sure to click the notification bell. Select all, and that way you'll be notified every time we drop a new episode. So today I am really excited to have with me Axel Meyerhofer. Axel is the CEO of The Ideal Wealth Grower. Now, Axel, I don't want to steal your thunder, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm not myself. I'm originally from Germany, still have a little bit of an accent, I think. Came to the US as part of an exchange with the German US Air Force, and then spent about 6 years with the US Air Force. And as I got to the end of my flying career, you have basically to make a choice. I always said, you know, you can either switch to flying a desk or get out. So I decided to get out and was recruited initially into a software company. Did that for about 5 years and then started my own business. And when I did that, the question arose, what do you do for retirement when you are basically a business owner? And initially just wanted to do this all by myself, just for our family, but I'm a little bit of a blabbermouth, so it's actually good to be on a podcast or a video, you know, like, so I talked about it, you know, what was going on and what was I researching and so forth. And initially the core part of my network started saying, hey, this sounds interesting. Can I do this too? If I were to do this, could you help me and so forth? And I did, until a really good friend said, are you aware that you're giving all of this away for free and it's actually valuable? Maybe you should really turn this into a business. And that's how Idea Wealth Grower was born.
All right. So you're being very modest. And I want to know the secret sauce. So what was it that you were researching and what is it that you have done to kind of prepare, as you say, for retirement? And that's very true, Axel, when you're a business owner, you know, you have different options and it's a good idea to always diversify. So tell us a little bit about what you discovered.
Well, the first thing was, and it is somewhat relevant to think about, what are the times we live in? At the time when I first started looking into this, it was relatively shortly after the dot-com bubble had burst on Wall Street. Sure. And I, even though I wasn't massively affected, it was everywhere. I don't know if you remember, but it was basically,
well.
You know, well, in the sense, I mean, like from a media perspective, people were basically saying, look at what happened to people who invested in stocks. Now, I also have to say, if you think how long ago this is, I wasn't an avid investor or stuff like that. So at the time when I heard everybody say, well, stocks is maybe not the place to be in, the question was, okay, what else could I do? Mm-hmm. And I started looking around, and instead of just poking in the fork, I thought, what do other successful people do? And, you know, successful, whether they were like actors or celebrities or successful business owners and stuff, you can pretty much even today go and try to look, what do they do? Almost everybody has in some way, shape or form real estate in their portfolio.
Yes.
So then for me, I was like, oh, okay, cool, real estate. And I've, by then, through the military career, we've moved a lot and stuff. So we have lived for rent or owned houses and stuff quite a bit. I thought, okay, that's cool. I start looking around. We were living in the Santa Barbara area and very quickly found out, holy moly, there's no way that if I take my spreadsheet and plug in the numbers, that this works. I must be doing something wrong. So then I got like at the time CDs and programs and training and stuff. And it turned out, no, math is actually math. It's not different by location. So I didn't really do it wrong. It was just that area that we lived in, there was just no good ratio between the value or the price of the houses mm-hmm. and how much rent we could get. So I'm like, okay, is that everywhere the case? Because if it were, then how is it that all these successful people own real estate? And this is basically in a nutshell how it started. I found out that there's such a thing called a turnkey provider.
Okay.
And what that means is basically, and this is my description, they would probably not do it that way, but I always say what they specialize in is they find an ugly duckling in a great neighborhood. They try to buy it for as cheap as possible. Mm-hmm. Then they have a team of contractors, basically, either internal or external, who takes that ugly duckling and turns it into a beautiful swan. Then the marketing and sales department of that same company is going to either put it on Zillow or something like that, or they have a network. Like in my case, I'm a member of a network of turnkey providers. And whenever they have a property about to be finished, they notify their network and say, hey, 123 Main Street in Columbus, Ohio, it's going to be available for X amount. And you can offer it either, I can buy it myself or offer it to our community. So, and then here comes the most important, or not most, but one of the more important aspects is to say, okay, so now they did the swan, they put it on the market, I can buy it, but then I'm 1500 miles away. How is that going to work? And so this is why it's called turnkey provider. That same organization that found it, renovated it, put it on the market is also going to manage it. Right. And so you have basically the local management taking care of the property you just bought. And what that means from a how do I handle my investment? It basically means once a month I call that organization for a half an hour call to ask how are my properties doing.
I see. So it sounds like
I started out with one and then more and more and more. You know.
So it sounds like from what I'm hearing is that you are actually owning and then getting a stream of income from the rent. Because I know there's obviously various ways that you can incorporate real estate into a financial plan. But did I understand correctly? So you are in ownership and somewhat, I guess, of a landlord, which some people, you know, shy away from. But it sounds like your program kind of checks off the boxes of all the concerns that some people might have about owning real estate, especially, like you say, if it's several hundred miles away from where they live.
Yeah. Well, number one, you're right. I'm on the people that come into our Idea Wealth Grower program. We are owners of the property outright or together with the bank. And the thinking behind that is I have always advocated to have full control over the asset. Now, the other point you made, Jonda, about landlord, I think that term is a little bit tainted. Because the way you just applied it would be true if you live somewhere and you buy a house, a house down the street, and you manage it yourself, and you have to find the tenant, and you have to get up when they have a maintenance call and stuff like that. That would be a little bit what I would say landlord. But as I mentioned, that's not what we do. We are really owner investors, and the landlording, so to speak, that's what property management is doing.
That sounds wonderful.
So we don't look, they find tenants, and we obviously, as the owner of the asset, we approve if we want tenant A or tenant B applicant.
That's
but
excellent.
We basically outsource this, what most people consider landlording, to a professional property management company. Right. And for one, they do it professionally. And number two, I don't have to spend time with them. I spend half an hour a month per management company.
So if I may ask, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm truly curious, if I were to ask you, you know, if I come to you, I'm interested in doing this type of alternative strategy, what might I expect my return on investment to be, just on average? Because I'm sure obviously there's a fee for the property management services and the whole, you know, I'm just going to call it a wrap program. That's probably not the right term, but everything's kind of rolled up into one. So what might someone that comes to you, what might they expect as just an average return on their investment in owning real estate in this fashion?
Yeah, so I want to answer this in two quick steps. So when somebody comes to us, what I obviously like to see the most, especially when they don't have a lot of experience yet, that they enroll into our mentoring program that comes with a fee. I just want to make that clear to everybody, right? And that's a one-year program, and we take you by the hand and put all the things in place that you need, not just for the investment, but also the corporate structure and banking and all that other stuff.
Wonderful.
That's one part. But then the other answer is, as far as how much can I expect? If we take everything together, our goal is to make 20%.
Is that a year-over-year goal? As long as you own the property, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's actually, I would have to be very, if I want to be super specific, it would be in the first 27 and a half years.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's pretty long.
You could own it longer than that. But the reason, if you allow me, just real quick, what most people don't necessarily see is that you have a bunch of different sources for these 20%. You know, what most people know is, okay, I buy stock in a company, and then if the company does well, the stock increases in value. And then if I were to sell that stock, I make a profit, you know, and that's my profit. Mm-hmm. And if I held it for 3 years and I made 30%, then I can say I made 10% per year.
Yes.
In residential real estate, it's a little different. The one thing where you make profit is obviously when the value of the property itself increases.
Certainly.
Right. Let's say you buy a $200,000 house and the value increases by 3%, so you made $6,000. Right. You didn't get it paid out into your bank account, but it is value that you have. People also call that equity.
Absolutely.
Now, the other thing that you have is let's say you used a bank. So you put 20% down, $40,000, the other $160,000 comes from a bank or some lender. That needs to be paid back. Mm-hmm. So your tenants, part of what they give you in rent goes to pay back that mortgage.
Absolutely.
Right. And I always say in a deal like that, $200,000 deal, you can expect between $1,000 and $2,000 per year in paid back principal,
okay.
Not the interest,
your
but
equity, sure.
How much your mortgage actually went up. That's in a way income. Mm-hmm. Again, you don't get it to your bank account, but it's part of the income. Now, then the next thing that happens, which you also don't have with stock investment, is you own outright, you own the property, and the government in the US says, well, if you own a property and you make that property available to the public, we allow you to treat that as if you bought a machine for your company. And everybody knows that machines and companies don't last forever.
Correct.
So the government decided a house that is offered to the public for rent lasts 27 and a half years.
So it's
and
depreciation?
So,
is that what you're getting at?
You know,
the depreciation of the asset?
Well, kind of, yeah. So if we were, instead of buying it for $200,000, let's say we were sneaky and we bought it for $275,000. Just between you and me, right? Like we are these smart people who only buy the perfect price, because that means every year for 27 and a half years, we can write off $10,000 on our tax return. So if you go and say, okay, my taxes is 25%, you write off $10,000, you made another $2,500 every year.
Understood. Right?
So now, and then obviously we want to hope that's called positive cash flow, that after we paid for everything, including the mortgage, that there's still, let's say, $200 a month at the very beginning as positive cash flow. That's another $2,400 per year. So now when you actually really go and say, let me look at this deal, how can Axel say we make 20%? Well, you gave me you gave the seller $40,000, right? And you made $6,000 on the appreciation of the property. You made $2,000 on the down payment, let's say, for the mortgage, so that's $8,000. Then you made $2,400 for the rental income, and you made $2,500 for the tax write-off, so let's just call that $5,000, right? So that's $13,000 on your $40,000.
I'm following.
That's well more than 20.
Yeah. So
and that's not just one time. It's every year for 27 and a half years,
right.
Assuming these variables are fundamentally the same. Now, experts would say, yeah, the $2,000 is only in the first few years, and then it becomes $1,200, and then becomes $1,500, and then becomes, yes, when you pay back a mortgage, the longer you pay back, the higher the principal gets. But all intents and purposes, if you just look at these few things that I mentioned that are not specific to what we do, that's for any house or duplex or triplex that you own and rent out. So to say we aim for 20% is, I think, modest, it's conservative, you could do more, but that is actually basically by just bringing all the little amounts together and hold it against what you put in.
So, Axel, you have definitely perked or piqued my interest. I certainly want to know more. One of the key things I heard you say is that, you know, ideally, you don't just want to own one property. You want to own multiple properties and increase, you know, your income and your return by owning multiple properties. So before we close out for today, please tell our listeners how they can learn more about how they can reach you and learn more about working together.
Yeah, the easiest is just go to idealwealthgrower.com. And when you get to the homepage, there's at the top right hand corner, there's a little button to schedule a complimentary call. And then we have like 45 minutes to discuss what's your situation, what exactly are you looking for, and are we a good match? And that's the easiest way to go.
That's great. Axel, thank you for that information today. Guys, listen, we are currently in very volatile markets in the United States, stock markets, that is, as our country goes through a transition. And at John Deneau's, one of the things that we are just happy to report is that none of our clients have lost any money in the current market volatility. And if you would like to know more about how we manage money and how we're able to do that for our clients, please visit us at johndeneau.com. That's all we have for you today, and I'll see you in the next one. John Deneau here. Thanks so much for listening to The John Deneau Show. If you are a successful financial influencer who would like to be on this program, please visit thejohndeneaushow.johndeneaus.com. If you got something out of this interview, please share this episode on social media. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone, text it to a friend, or post it on your socials. If you know someone that would be a great guest, be sure to tag them on social media to let them know about the show and always include hashtag The John Deneau Show. I love seeing your posts and all of your guest suggestions. Now, we are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so to make sure you don't miss a thing, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and all of your reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website at johndeneaus.com or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at John Deneau's. Thanks for listening. See you in the next one.